ಈಶ್ವರೋ ಗುರುರಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಭೇದ ವಿಭಾಗಿನೇ ವ್ಯೋಮವತ್ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತ ದೇಹಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ ದಿ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಮೆನಿ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಗೋ ಹಡನ್ ದಿ ಮೂಲ ಗ್ರಂಥ ಪಠನಂ. ದಿ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಡನ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಮೆನಿ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಗೋ, ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇನ್ 2012 or 2011 ಆರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಡಿಡ್, ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ 2 years ಐ ಡಿಡ್. ನೌ ಐ ಥಾಟ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ನಾವ್ ಆಲ್ ಗಾಟ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ನೋಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ನೌ ಈಸ್ ಪಿ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಸ್ ಅನ್ಫೋರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಂಕರಾಸ್ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. And all of you have got these two books, two volumes, I'm sure. If any of you haven't got, I can arrange for you to get it. And those books are in my cupboard in Manchester. I can arrange for you to get those books. Okay? And here, the Srimad Shankara Bhagavatpada writes his commentary. Always he, before he writes his commentary upon any Upanishad, he always writes an introductory bhashyam known as upodghata bhashyam. Upa udghataha means introduction. So upodghata bhashyam is introductory bhashyam, and which is known as sambandha bhashyam. Sambandha bhashyam means in this introductory bhashyam, he beautifully discusses the connection between the karma and the jnanam, karma kandaha and the jnana kandaha of the Veda Shastra. Why does he discuss the connection between karma kandaha and the jnana kandaha? He discusses because he wants to establish the fact that knowledge, mere knowledge alone, mere knowledge is the only means of attainment of moksha. Knowledge is the only means of attainment of moksha, because bondage of karma, samsaraha, the bondage of karma is caused by ignorance. Ignorance being the root cause of bondage, removal of ignorance is the only way of freeing oneself from bondage. The freedom requires only jnanam, not karma. This is the fact he finally establishes. This is the purpose of writing his Upodghata Bhashyam. Why? Before he writes that. So we must be, before even we enter into study of the Upanishads, we must be 100% convinced of the fact knowledge is the only means. Knowledge alone is enough. We do not require anything for moksha. All that we need is only jnanam. Jnanam alone will free us from bondage. If this fact is very clear, then we will study the shastram with shraddha. Why? Shastram, Upanishad serves as a pramanam, as a means of knowledge. If we have to operate this pramanam, use this Upanishad study, which is the only means of attainment of knowledge, then we should study with Shraddha, so that when we study with Shraddha, we will benefit from the study also. So in order to benefit from the study, or to study the Shastra with Shraddha, it is very important for us to know the value of the pramanam. And to know the value of the pramanam, we must know the value of the very prama, the knowledge. Therefore, he establishes this fact in his commentary. And before he writes his Upodghata Bhashyam also, we are going to see thoroughly, beautifully Upodghata Bhashyam. And before we enter into the Upodghata Bhashyam, so before entering into his commentary on Shanti Mantra, before entering the commentary on Upodghata Bhashyam also. And we have to see first today the three verses written by Adishankara Bhagavad Pada. And before writing his commentary, Upodghata Bhashyam also, so you have to remember, before writing the commentary upon the Upanishad, he writes his introductory commentary known as Upodghata Bhashyam, otherwise known as Sambandha Bhashyam. Before writing that Upanishad or that commentary also, he first invokes the grace of Bhagavan by writing benedictory verses. It's important to, for any author or any, whoever does anything, one begins one's work with a prayer. And here, when Adishankara Bhagavad Pada writes his commentary also, and he invokes the grace of Bhagavan, it's a tradition, it is very important to invoke the grace of Bhagavan before doing anything, especially before writing the commentary on this text also. Because it is important to be able to complete the text without any adhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibautika tapas. Without any obstacles, the author wants to complete his work. He starts, he should continue, he should be able to complete it. And not least, his completion is not enough. After completion also, without any obstacles, this work must be accessible, available for the public, people, that they must be able to read and enjoy the benefit of knowledge. So for that purpose, to ward off the obstacles in his work undertaken, he first invokes the grace of Bhagavan. And as expression of his invocation, and he writes here three verses. In the first verse, he offers his salutations to Bhagavan. The second verse, he offers his salutations to the parampara and the very sampradayaha. The third verse, he expresses salutations to his guru. So, Bhagavad Vandanam, I can say Ishwara Vandanam, Guru Parampara Vandanam, Sampradaya Vandanam, and Guru Vandanam. All the four are done in his three verses. In the opening verse itself, the beauty of the opening verse is where he invokes the grace of Bhagavan. First, he offers his salutations to Bhagavan and he presents Bhagavan, the Lord, the one whose swarupam is the very truth reality. And there, he invokes Bhagavan as the cause of the universe and as the one who is of the nature of knowledge. Thereby, he presents in the very opening verse, in the opening two line, in a couplet, he presents the beautifully, the two lakshanams, two definitions of the reality. One is the tatastha lakshanam and the swarupa lakshanam. Tatastha lakshanam and the swarupa lakshanam. He brings in both the lakshanams in the very opening verse of his prayer to Bhagavan. No, means where he offers his salutations to Bhagavan. Now let me get into the text. And you all should remember, like any other Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad belongs to Taittiriya Aranyakam. See, there are four Vedas. Of those four Vedas, one of the four Vedas is Yajurvedaha. In the Yajurveda, there's a Krishna Yajurvedaha. In the Krishna Yajurvedaha, there is a portion called Taittiriya Aranyakam. Taittiriya Aranyakam. And the Taittiriya Aranyakam consists of 10 chapters. Taittiriya Aranyakam consists of 10 chapters. And in the 10th, of the 10 chapters, only 3 chapters taken separately, and which form the Taittiriya Upanishad. So Taittiriya Aranyakam, belonging to Krishna Yajurveda, consists of 10 chapters. And all these 7 chapters, 6 chapters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 chapters discuss only Karmani. Nitya Naimittika, what are the Karmani discussed there? Nitya Naimittika Karmani, Kamya Karmani, Padishuddha Karmani. Only these are 3 types of karmas. There's no 4th type of karma is not available. Okay? Nitya Naimittika Karmani, Kamya Karmani, then Patishiddha or Nishiddha Karmani. These Karmani are discussed in the first 6 chapters of Taittiriya Aranyakam. Then 7th, 8th and 9th. These 3 chapters of Taittiriya Aranyakam are taken separately and they form the Taittiriya Upanishad. So Taittiriya Upanishad belongs to Taittiriya Aranyakam, wherein so the first, second, third, 3 chapters of Taittiriya Upanishad belong to Taittiriya Aranyakam as 7th, 8th and 9th chapters. And the 10th chapter of Taittiriya Aranyakam alone has become Mahanarayana Upanishad. Okay, so now we do not worry about Mahanarayana Upanishad. We do not worry about the other 6 chapters of Taittiriya Aranyakam. Now we are going to study only the Taittiriya Upanishad, first, second, three, third chapter, 3 chapters, which form the 7th, 8th and 9th chapters of Aranyakam. Okay. Now before entering there, and the first chapter is called Sikshavalli, second chapter is called Brahmavalli or Brahmanandavalli or Anandavalli, third chapter is called Bhrguvalli. That we'll see later on. We have to see the Podgatha Bhashya before that. But before that, we have to see the Shankaracharya's invocation. And where, as I said, what is the beauty of the first verse? In the very opening verse, he presents 2 definitions of Brahman, the reality. The first definition is Tatastha Lakshanam. Second definition is Swarupa Lakshanam. Okay. We'll read the first verse. How and what we'll see the meaning. Yasma jatam jagat sarvam. Page number 4. Have you all got the book? There's no transliteration here. Only Sanskrit, Samskritam is there. Page number 4. Yasma jatam jagat sarvam. Yasminneva praliyate. Yasminneva praliyate. The whole Bhashyam will not be like this. Only this I have the privilege of being able to sing. And then after I won't be able to sing. Recite like this. Not singing, not recite like this. Yenedam dharyate chaiva. Yenedam dharyate chaiva. Tasmai jnanatmane namaha. It's a very beautiful verse. Yasma jatam jagat sarvam. Yasminneva praliyate. Yenedam dharyate chaiva. Tasmai jnanatmane namaha. So here, namaha, salutations. And you all know very well, this word namaha, salutations, should always go with the 4th case of the noun form. So salutations to whom, if you ask, tasmai namaha, to him. Tasmai means to him or to that Lord. Tasmai namaha, salutations unto that Lord. And who is this Lord? Unto that Lord means to which Lord? Tasmai namaha means unto that Lord, salutations to which Lord? Then you must see it is connected with the another sentence beginning with a relative pronoun. You say yasmat. You break the first line. Yasmat jatam. யஸ்மாஜாத்தம் சந்தி விமர்சனம் சந்தி ஆல்சோ யஸ்மாத் பிளஸ் ஜாத்தம் யஸ்மாஜாத்தம் யஸ்மாத் சோ இஸ் அ ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் சிங்குலர் யஸ்மாத் ஃப்ரம் ஹோம் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஹோம் ஃப்ரம் ஹோம் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஹோம் தட்ஸ் த மீனிங் யஸ்மாத் ஜாத்தம் See, jatam is what? Past passive participle. But here you can take it as simple. Was born or originated. Jayate originates. Jatam originated. Ja is the root tapratyanta shabda. Jatam. Why jatam? Because it's what was born, what originated. Here we say jagat. ஜகத் இஸ் அ தக்காராந்த நபும்சகலிங்க சப்தா இஸ் அ நியூட்ரல் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட் தேர்ஃபோர் ஜகத் ஜாதம் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் தி காஸ்மாஸ் தி வேர்ல்ட் ஒரிஜினேட்டட் ஆர் கேம் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஜாயத்தே பிரசன்டென்ஸ் வேர்ப் பட் பாஸ்ட் வாட் இஸ் தப்ரத்யான சப்த ஜாதம் ஜகத் ஜாதம் யஸ்மாத் ஜகத் ஜாதம் The one from whom the universe originated, the universe has come into existence, unto him salutations. Yasmat jagat jatam tasmai namaha. Salutations unto the Lord from whom the universe has originated, has come into existence. Next. Yasmin eva praliyate. Praliyate again resolves. Liyate means resolves. Atmanepadam. And pra is also prefix. Prakrishena liyate. The one in whom resolves. What resolves? We have to take the same jagat. The yasmin. Yasmin. Is a locative form of yaha. Yasmat is panchami vibhakti. Yasmin is saptami vibhakti. Locative case. So yasmin in whom. Yasmin means in whom. In which Lord alone. In whom. Eva alone. In whom alone. In whom alone. Jagat praliyate. The one in whom the universe resolves, in whom alone the universe resolves or returns back to. In whom the universe resolves, be better translation. Or to whom the universe, because the word yasmin, locative case. Yasmin, the universe resolves, returns and resolves. I would write two verbs, the better resolves. So, salutations unto him. Salutations unto the Lord in whom the universe resolves. Or goes to whom the universe goes back to. And in between this srishtihi and sthitihi. Layaha. Yes, yena idam dharyate. So here, idam means again this universe. Yena by whom? There gunasandhi. Yena plus idam, yenedam. Yena plus idam, yenedam. Yena by whom? Idam means idam jagat. Idam means this universe. Dharyate. Dharyate is a present act, passive voice sentence. Yena idam dharyate. இதம் ஜகத் ஈஸ்வரேன தாரியத்தே சிம்பிள் பிரசன்ட் டென்ஸ் பாசிவ் வாய்ஸ் சென்டென்ஸ் இதம் ஜகத் ஏன தாரியத்தே தி ஒன் பை ஹூம் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் ஹெல்ட் டுகெதர் சஸ்டெய்ன்ட் தி ஒன் பை ஹூம் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் சஸ்டெய்ன்ட் அன்டு ஹிம் மை சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் சோ யஸ்மாத் இதம் சர்வம் ஜகத் ஜாதம் தஸ்மை நமஹா யஸ்மின்னேவ இதம் ஜகத்து பழியத்தே தஸ்மை நமஹா, ஏன இதம் ஜகத்து தாரியத்தே தஸ்மை நமஹா. தேர் யூ ஹவ் ச அண்ட் ஏவ அலோன் அண்ட் பை ஹூம் அலோன் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் சஸ்டெய்ன்ட். அன்டு ஹிம் அன்டு தட் லார்ட் மை சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ். சென்டென்ஸ் இஸ் கம்ப்ளீட் நவ். ஹவு ஷுட் ரைட்? யஸ்மாத் இதம் சர்வம் ஜகத் ஜாத்தம், யஸ்மின் ஏவ இதம் ஜகத் பிரலியதே, ஏன இதம் ஏன ஏவ ச ஏன ஏவ இதம் ஜகத் தாரியதே தஸ்மை நமஹ. சோ இன் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் த்ரீ லைன்ஸ் யூ கேன் சி, யஸ்மாத் ஜாத்தம் ஸ்டேட்ஸ் பகவான் பீயிங் தி சிருஷ்டி காரணம், யஸ்மின் ஏவ பிரலீயத்தே தட் ஸ்டேட்ஸ் பகவான் பீயிங் தி லய காரணம், ஏன இதம் தாரியத்தே ரிவீல்ஸ் பகவான் பீயிங் தி ஸ்திதி காரணம். தீஸ் த்ரீ சென்டென்சஸ், ஆக்சுவலி ஒன்லி ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ் இஸ் தேர். இன் ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் பகவான் பீயிங் தி சிருஷ்டி ஸ்திதி லய காரணம் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் ரிவீல்ட். ஓகே, so salutations unto the Lord from whom the entire universe has come into existence, in whom the entire, in whom alone universe resolves, and by whom alone this universe is sustained. Unto him salutations means Bhagavan being the only srishti sthiti laya karanam of the universe is revealed, which means Bhagavan being the material cause of the universe is revealed. And whenever Bhagavan is presented as the reality, is presented as the Bhagavan from as the cause of the universe, cause of origination, success and resolution is discussed, and that is called tatastha lakshanam. Whenever Bhagavan is presented as the cause of the universe, and that is said to be tatastha lakshanam, indirect definition of the Lord. And having said that, one more word is there, jnanatmane namaha. Salutations unto that Lord, jnanatma. Lord is jnanatma. Jnanatma here means what? Atma, the word should be taken as the swarupam, and jnana means knowledge. One who is essentially of the nature of knowledge. In what form does Bhagavan obtain? If you ask, in what form does Bhagavan obtain? Bhagavan obtains in the form of pure knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavan is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, jnanatma means the one who is of the nature of knowledge or consciousness. So, salutations unto that Lord who is of the nature of consciousness means, and this Bhagavan being presented as jnanatma is actually reveals the swarupam of Bhagavan, essential nature of Bhagavan. Therefore, this one word stands for Swarupa Lakshanam of Bhagavan. In one small little verse, two Lakshanams, two definitions, Tatastha Lakshanam and direct Lakshanam, definition called Swarupa Lakshanam, both are presented here. Jnanatmane is a fourth case. Jnanatma is a Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. ஞானாத்மன் சப்தஹ நாமினேட்டிவ் ஞானாத்மா, ஞானாத்மானம், ஞானாத்மனா, ஞானாத்மனே இஸ் அ டேட்டிவ் கேஸ். தஸ்மை ஞானாத்மனே நமஹ, சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் அன்டு தட் லார்ட், பிகாஸ் திஸ் ஆர் வெரி பேசிக் திங்ஸ். சுவாமிஜி டசன்ட் மென்ஷன் ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஹி ஐ ஆட் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் ஃபார் யுவர் ஹெல்ப், யூஸ்ஃபுல் ஃபார் யுவர் யூஸ். சோ தஸ்மை ஞானாத்மனே நமஹா. சோ திஸ் இஸ் ஹவ் இன் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வர்ஸ் opening verse itself, Adishankara Bhagavad-Pada presents Tatastha Lakshanam, indirect definition of Brahman, Swarupa Lakshanam, direct definition of Brahman, presence. And he offers his salutations unto that Bhagavan who is essentially of the nature of knowledge, but from who alone is the only cause of this universe, from whom this entire universe has come into existence, in whom every entire universe resolves, and by whom alone entire universe is sustained. Unto him my salutations. Okay, this is the meaning finished. We move on to the second verse. Are you all ready? Ready for the second verse? Okay. And homework, page number 4 and 5. Okay? Page number 4 and 5, you have to see that. Yairime Guru Bif Purvam Padavakya Pramanataha Vyakhyata Sarva Vedantaha Tan Nityam Panatosmyaham. Yairime Guru Bif Purvam Padavakya Pramanataha Vyakhyata Sarva Vedantaha Tanityam Pranatosmyaham. I can read slowly. Yairime Guru Bhif Purvam. Yairime Guru Bhif Purvam. Padavakya Pramanataha. Padavakya Pramanataha. Vyakhyata Sarva Vedantaha. These verses are actually before Shankara Bhagavad-Pada's verses, not Upanishad verses. We are going to study the Upanishad along with the Bhashyam. Therefore, I am doing these verses first. Vyakhyata Sarva Vedantaha. Vyakhyata Sarva Vedantaha. Tanityam Pranatosmyaham. Tanityam Pranatosmyaham. So here, if you say the verb is what? Pranataha Asmi. Pranataha Asmi. Pranatosmyaham. If you break it, Pranataha Asmi Aham. Pranataha Asmi Aham. What? Pranatosmyaham. It means Aham Asmi. I am. Aham Asmi. I am. Which means I remain. And then Pranataha. The word Pranataha, if you say, is a participle of the root Nam. Namati. Namami. Pranamami. Namami, I bow. Pranamami, same meaning. When the pra prefix comes, the na goes or na comes. Pranamami. And what is the participle? Pranata. Pranata means bowed. And because I masculine gender, it takes masculine gender, so pranataha asmi. In feminine, pranatasmi. Suppose if the feminine gender word, aham pranata asmi, all women should say aham pranata asmi. Men can say aham pranataha asmi. Only when you say pranataha asmi, sandhi is possible. Aham pranataha asmi, aham pranatosmi. Pranataha asmi, pranatosmi. Visarga sandhi. Then asmi aham yan sandhi. Asmi aham pranatosmyaham. Pranataha asmi aham pranatosmyaham. You must make a note of two sandhis there. Anyway, so which means I remain saluting. Vanangiyavanaha naan irukkiren. Means I bow to Bhagavan. No, not Bhagavan here. I bow to Sampradaya here. Anyway, I bow. means I'm always bowing to Bhagavan. What it means, I remain saluting, means I'm always saluting. I'm always saluting means what? It not physically remain doing salutation all the time. It is an expression of attitude. The great reverence, an expression of one's attitude, the great reverence one has towards. It's a very aham panataha asmi. Endrum vanangiyavanaga irikkiren. I remain bowing. I remain saluting whenever. Always. That's the meaning. Ever is implied here. No, actually, nityam. Nityam. Nityam pranataha asmi aham. The word nityam does not mean eternal here. The word nityam is an adverb here. Always. Yepodum illa kalangalilum. So, nityam means ever. I remain saluting. I remain bowing. Forever. Forever. Until my last breath. I always remain bowing, saluting. Nityam aham pranataha asmi. Okay. Whom do I salute? Who do I remain saluting? Whom do I remain saluting forever? Whom do I salute? Taan. Taan means them, avargalai. After nityam, if you see the word taan, taan is objective plural of saha. Know that? Saha tau te, tau, tam tau taan. Taan nityam pranataha asmi. Aham taan nityam pranataha asmi. I remain saluting them forever. Taan means them. I remain bowing to them forever. Always I remain bowing to them. Taan again is a pronoun, objective, plural. Avargalai endrum vanangiyavanaga naan irukkiren. I remain bowing to them, saluting them forever, always. Taan means whom? Taan means kaan. Evargalai. Taan means kaan. Kaan. Not khan, kaan, okay? Sanskritam kaan. Khan, na khan means whom. Who means, then you have to again have a relative pronoun. Those people, tai yaihi, yaihi by whom, I always remain bowing to them, I always remain saluting them, by whom, yaihi. Yaihi by whom? Who by whom again? By whom? Guru bihi. Yaihi adjective of guru bihi. Yaihi guru bihi. By whom or by which gurus? Relative pronoun yaihi should go with the guru bihi. Yaihi guru bihi. By which gurus? By which gurus? Vyakhyataha. Guru bihi vyakhyataha. By which gurus explained? See, vyakhyata. Vyakhya is a root. Ta, affix. Get the participle. Vyakhyata, singular. Vyakhyataha, plural. Vyakhyata singular participle. Vyakhyataha plural. Vyakhyataha have been explained. Were explained. Were expounded. What does the participle mean? Past passive participle expounded. Explained. commented upon. So vyakhyataha yaihi gurubihi vyakhyataha, by which gurus have been explained. What has been explained? No, ime these. Yaihi, after yaihi get ime. Ime is again third person plural pronoun. These. Ime these. Sarva Vedantaha. All Upanishads. Vedantaha is one Upanishad. Sarve Vedantaha. Or Sarva Vedantaha. All Upanishads. So, I remain saluting forever, bowing forever those gurus, them, by which gurus, these all Upanishads have been commented upon, expounded, explained. Yaihi gurubihi ime vedantaha vyakhyataha tan aham nityam prataha asmi. I remain bowing to them. To them means to those gurus, by which gurus all these Upanishads have been expounded, explained, commented upon. When Purvam, before me, Shankar Bhagavatpada writes commentary. But what does he say? This is not my own story. Shankara does not boast, I am the Advaita Guru, I am writing everything. He doesn't say that. All these Upanishads have been already explained, expounded, commented upon by before. Purvam before. But how were they explained? How were they explained? Pada Vakya Pramanataha. Beautiful. Pada Vakya Pramanataha. Every word of the Upanishad has been explained, was explained in keeping with the discipline of, in keeping with the knowledge of, the discipline of padam, grammar. Padam, the word padam stands for padashastram. Padashastram means grammar. Grammar in Sanskritam is also known as the Vyakarana Shastram. Vyakarana Shastram, grammar, otherwise said to be Shabda Shastram or Pada Shastram. Grammar is called Pada Shastram or Shabda Shastram. And Vakyam, the word Vakyam literally means sentence. Padam means word. Vakyam means a sentence, but here the sentence implies analysis of the meaning of the sentence or analytical study of the meaning of the sentence. Vakyam. And the word pramanam literally means means of knowledge, but here the word pramanam stands for logical, a logic or reasoning. Therefore, when the gurus of Sampradaya, which gurus? Now, right from after Bhagavan Dakshinamurtihi, there are so many gurus. It's a beginningless link. And which has the beginning, Bhagavan has the beginning. These parampara gurus, all those so many gurus have already explained, commented upon the Upanishads. And in keeping with the knowledge of the discipline of grammar, the discipline of analytical study, Mimamsa, and logic, Tarka. which means the explanations are without distorting the meaning they have explained, which means they without leaving anything, without changing anything, without diverting, without any distorting anything, exactly how it should be understood. The exact meanings of these words of the Upanishad have been explained by them. Therefore, he says, Pada Vakya Pramanataha, the Panchami Vibhakti Pramanataha. So it means in conformity with the disciplines of knowledge of grammar, knowledge in terms of grammar, and analytical understanding of analytical study of the meaning of the words, analysis, and logic or reasoning in keeping with those disciplines. And all these Ime Sarva Vedantaha, all these Upanishads have been explained, expounded by those gurus. Unto them, okay, my salutations. So I remain bowing to them forever. It is not one day samaskaram, not morning namaskaram, evening namaskaram. This namaskaram is not a physical action. It is an reverential attitude. It's expression of reverential attitude. I'm so much indebted to the whole parampara throughout my life, all my life. I'm very much indebted to them. So I remain bowing to them, saluting them through all ways, because by these gurus alone, all the Upanishads have been already before me, they have been thoroughly expounded and explained. In keeping with the knowledge of disciplines of grammar, analysis, and logic. Is it clear? So here, which means, in the teaching itself, the teaching methodology is also involved. Teaching methodology, the teaching technique. Therefore, but for who? So these gurus of parampara, they have preserved the teaching, they preserved the methodology, preserved the text, unfoldment, the methodology, everything. Otherwise, Vedanta Shastram would have become extinct. It wouldn't have been available today for us to understand Upanishads. Therefore, Adishankara Bhagavatpada, in the second verse, he offers his salutations to the parampara, the lineage of teachers, and the very sampradayaha, the teaching technique which has been preserved by these gurus. But for the technique, but for the method of unfoldment, the sampradaya, no, today the tradition would have become extinct. Therefore, and he expresses his reverential attitude. All of us are indebted to our rishis, our gurus, parampara, teachers of parampara. How many? We don't even know who they were. Therefore, I remain bowing to them. Those gurus, I remain saluting, bowing to those gurus by whom all these Vedantas, Upanishads have been explained, expounded thoroughly without any distortion in keeping with knowledge of the disciplines of, are based on grammar, analytical study and the reasoning. Is it clear? Pada Vakya Pramanataha Yaihi Guruvihi Ime Vedantaha Vyakhyataha Tan Gurun Aham Nityam Pranataha Asmi. Is it clear?
Who's the Shabda Swamiji for Pramanatah?
See, Pramanam is the word. Pramanatah is a Panchami Vibhakti. Because that not Panchami Vibhakti affix is not seen there. When Taha is added, it gives you Panchami Vibhakti meaning. So, how we should take it means? Anusarena. Padavakya Pramana Anusarena. That is the meaning. Anusarena means what now? In keeping with. Padavakya Pramana Anusarena. To say that Padavakya Pramanataha. I have teach you the affix. That kind of tassil. Pancham yarte tassil. If you add ta, it gives you Panchami Vibhakti Artha. And a Panchami should be taken as Tritiya Artha. For example, Griham, Griha, Grihataham Agachami. Grihataha Aham Agachami. I come from home. Grihat or Grihataha. You can say Ramataha, Ramat Prapnami. I get from Rama. Ramat, Ramataha. Or than Rama, Ramataha. Ramat can be changed into Ramataha. Sita Yaha can be changed into Sita Taha. So, in the sense of fifth case, you can add Taha to any noun, you'll get the fifth case meaning. And here, Pramana Taha, the fifth case should be taken as what? Tritiyarthe, it should be taken. Pramanena means in Pramana Anusarena. Pramanena, Padavakya Pramanena, it should have been. But instead, Tritiyarthe Panchami. The fifth case is used in the sense of third case. Padavakya Pramanena, in conformity with knowledge, the disciplines. What disciplines? Disciplines of, we can say, knowledge of grammar, knowledge of the analysis, and also logic. Using all of them, they arrive at the right meaning of the Upanishadic words. And they taught. If you have any doubts, I give always time for asking questions. So, you go, today my homework is, and now you have to do fifth page also. Page number 4, page number 5, page number 6, page number 7, and page number 8 and 9, you read lot of things you will get come to know.
Swamiji, can I ask you something from the first verse?
Yeah.
Yasmin neva.
Yeah. Yasmin ne plus yeva. When nakara is followed by a vowel, nakara becomes double. That is a sandhi rule. Yasmin ne one nakara plus yeva. But when they come together, you get two nakaras come. Yasminne plus yeva. Yasminneva. One nakara becomes extra. Any doubt here? No doubt, isn't it? Now, you know the bold meanings. Yeah?
Swami, the praliyate, you said prakrishnena liyate.
Yeah, prakrishnena liyate. Liyate means it's optional for them. Li dhatu.
Yeah, is it a compound tatpurusha third case or?
No, tatpurusha. It's just a verb, simple verb. Okay. Praliyate is not a compound because it's a verb.
Okay.
Compound is when many words come together, it's a compound.
Okay. Okay.
Just one single verb. Okay. It has extra pra.
Okay.
The pra, see, pra stands something special. In which alone the whole cosmos remains resolves, including time and space. Amazing, isn't it? That is why it's called pralina. Simply lina means resolved. But praliyate is a present tense of resolves. Simple verb. There's a pra is a prefix, that's all. There's no compound. It's only a simple verb, present tense verb. Atmane padam.
Similarly, Swamini, pramana also can be prakarshena, something like that.
No? Wait. I'll come to the point.
Okay.
See, that is true. See, prakarshena, miyate, anena, iti, pramana. that by which something is arrived at accurately. A means of knowledge, instrument of knowledge. Your eye is the pramanam through which accurately the light is arrived at. Pramanam, that by which something is arrived at accurately. Pramiyate, prakarshena miyate anena iti pramanam. Miyate means is measured, that through which something is accurately measured. That's called pramanam. Okay, we are going out of the track now. Let us not, I don't want to make this a grammar class. You want to cast the whole loose, because my Taittiriyam should be said for Vedanta Shastra Jnanam. But still, I thought, let me tell you a few things so that you will also, Sanskritam also you will learn here. You won't miss it. In the language class, I want to remind you. That's all. Don't get into too much of Sanskritam here. In language class, in Parichaya class, you can do that. But here, focus must be on Shastra Jnanam. Okay. And now you have 3 pages to read now. Homework for tomorrow's homework. You can look at this. Sitting at home, quarantine, self-quarantine must be used specially for Vedanta Shastra study. And page 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pages you have homework now. Okay, I'll do this one more verse and stop the class. Then I give homework, quite a lot of homework to read and make notes and all that. Any doubts you have, then you can ask me tomorrow in these 3 verses. Okay, now next verse. So first verse, salutations to Bhagavan, the cause of the universe and who is originator of knowledge. The second verse, salutations to Parampara and Sampradaya. The third verse, he offers his salutations, expresses his respect for his teacher. Taittiri, why? Because he wants the blessings and grace of Bhagavan, the Parampara and his Guru to be able to complete his work. Taittiriya kasarasya mayacharya prasadatah vispashtartha ruchinam hi vyakheyam sampraniyate. Vyakheyam sampraniyate taittiriya kasarasya mayacharya prasadatah vispashtartha ruchinam hi vyakheyam sampraniyate. Now he says, the verb is praniyate. Praniyate is the verb. See, pranayati is the verb. Praniyate. Praniyate means is composed, is made, is written. So is presented also. Now, there, ni is the root, dhatu. Ni is the root. And ni nayati takes carries. Niyate is carried. When you add the word praniyate, pranayati makes, composes, writes. Now sampranayati, the two prefixes sam and pra. Nayati, the na becomes na because of ra shabda, the ra sound. Pranayati, sampranayati. The passive verb is what? Sampraniyate. Active verb, sampranayati. In passive voice, sampraniyate. Is written, is presented, is composed. So many meanings. And he says, sampraniyate. Is written. What is written? What is presented? Vyakheyam. Vyakhyayam. If you break it, Vyakhyayam. Guna Sandhi. Vyakhyayam. Vyakhya means explanation. The penbalsal. In the vilakkam. Yennaal ezhudhappadugirathu. Iyam Vyakhya. this vilakkam, vyakhya means vilakkam, explanation. Yam vyakhya, this explanation, this commentary, yam vyakhya, why yam, not idam? Because vyakhya is a feminine gender word. Therefore, yam, idam jagat, I am purushaha, yam vyakhya. So, yam vyakhya, this commentary, this explanation is written. Yam vyakhya sampraniyate. Vyakhyayam sampraniyate. Vyakhyayam sampraniyate. Okay, explanation of what? Of what? Kasya vyakhya, yam vyakhya praniyate. We can say, Taittiriyaka sarasya. See, Taittiriyaka saram means one meaning is essence of the Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad. Otherwise, the word saram should be taken as Upanishad. Taittiriyaka sarasya yam vyakhya. This commentary on, this explanation of Taittiriya Upanishad. Taittiriyaka sarasya means explanation of Taittiriya Upanishad. Explanation of the essence of the Upanishad. Both ways. The word saram should be taken as essence, Upanishad. Why? Because any Upanishad is essence of the Veda. Essence of the entire Veda is Upanishad. Therefore, Veda saram. Upanishad Veda saram. So this explanation of the Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad is written by me, presented by me. Where is my, by me, how do you know, maya, by me. Next word is what, maya. So maya, Taittiriyaka sarasya, yam vyakhya sampraniyate. Sentence is a passive voice. I have noted. It's a passive voice sentence. This explanation of Taittiriya Upanishad is written by me, presented by me. Taittiriyaka sarasya yam vyakhya maya sampraniyate. Or maya yam vyakhya sampraniyate. Yennal ezhudapadugirathu. இங்கு கொடுக்கப்படுகிறது. What? This explanation of Taittiriya Upanishad is presented by me, written by me. Which explanation? This yam vyakhya. But he says, presented by me, but how? How is it presented by me, written by me? Acharya prasadataha. Acharya prasadataha. Again, taha has come. Acharya prasadena pancham tritiyarthe panchami. Acharya prasadat, acharya prasadataha, acharya prasadena, by the grace of acharya, my teacher, by the grace of my teacher, by the grace of my teacher, this explanation of Taittiriya Upanishad is written by me, presented by me. Acharya prasadena, acharya prasadat, acharya prasadataha, maya taittiriyaka sarasya idam iyam vyakhya sampraniyate. How is it written? By the grace of, only because of the blessings and grace of the teacher, my teacher, not my teacher, blessings of the acharyas of the parampara, it's purely because of the blessings and grace of the acharyas of the parampara, this explanation of Taittiriya Upanishad is written by me. Okay. And for what is the purpose? For whose sake is it written? Vispashta artha ruchinam. Vispashta artha ruchinam krite. Krite is implied. Vispashtartha ruchinam krite. Krite is not there, implied. So, vispashta artaha, what does it mean? Artaha means clear meaning. Spashta artaha, clear meaning. Vispashta artaha, very clear meaning. Spashta artaha, clear meaning. Vispashta artaha, very clear meaning. Very clear knowledge. And the ruchihi. Ruchihi means taste. And here, if you take all the words together, it's a compound word. Vispashta artha ruchihi yesham. Those who have the taste for clear knowledge. Knowledge of the clear meaning of the words of the Upanishad. Those who have the taste for the clear knowledge of the clear meaning of the words, they are said to be Vispashta Artha Ruchayaha. Vispashta Artha Ruchihi. Now every one of you is Vispashta, every one of you is Vispashta Artha Ruchihi. Vispashta Artha Ruchayaha. Vispashta Arthe Ruchihi Yesham. Vispashta Arthe Ruchihi Yesham. Those who are interested in having the clear knowledge of the words of the Upanishad. Those who taste. Those who want to relish the clear meaning of the Upanishad, words of the Upanishad. Those who want to relish the clear meaning of the words of the Upanishad, they are said to be Vispashtartha Ruchayaha. A people, not the taste, okay? Vispashtartha Ruchayaha. Telivana Surpurulai ருச்சிக்க விரும்புகின்றவர்கள் விஸ்பஷ்டார்த்த ருச்சயா தேஷாம் கிருதே ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ வாண்ட் டு ரிலிஷ் த கிளியர் மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி உபனிஷத் ஃபார் தயர் சேக் திஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன் ஆஃப் தைத்திரியக உபனிஷத் is written by me purely because of the grace of the acharyas of the parampara. Acharya prasadataha taitriyaka sarasya iyam vyakhya vispashta artharuchinam maya sampraniyate. This is the prose order. Got it? So in this again, Shankara Bhagavatpada offers his salutation specifically to his guru, also the gurus in Swarampara. Indirectly, and he very politely, with all humility, he reveals the fact that whatever is written here is not his own story and not his own effort. Is all the knowledge, wisdom and vision what he has gained from his teachers. It's called Sampradaya. How many times I told you in the class, if the teacher becomes important, then the teacher, it is a cult. The teaching alone is important, it is a tradition. Isn't it? What a humility. Acharya Shankaracharya tells this. I have not written anything here. Whatever is written by me here is because of the blessing of my teachers. What I have learned from my teachers. The parampara. Okay.
I have a question, Swamini.
Yes.
Where comes the ka from, the Taittiriya ka Upanishad?
Yes, yes. See, Taittiriya Upanishad also can be said to be Taittiriyaka Upanishad. Not everywhere, because anything pertaining to Taittiriya branch of Veda. See, Taittiriya is the one particular branch. And there, Taittiriya Aranyakam is there, and Taittiriya Samhita is there, Taittiriya Brahmanam is there. Therefore, the particular Upanishad belonging to the particular Aranyakam is said to be Taittiriya Upanishad. So, therefore, you can also add Ukka. But you can't say Prashnaka Upanishad. But Prashna Upanishad there. But Kataka Upanishad or Kato Upanishad. Two ways of saying. Kathopanishad or Karthaka Upanishad. Like sometimes, you can't say Ishaka Upanishad, only Isha Upanishad or Isha Vasya Upanishad. But this one, because the Taittiriyam is based on the name of the Shaka it belongs to, Upanishad is given a name. Suppose, for example, the Isha Vasya Upanishad begins the word Isha Vasya Midam Sarvam. Therefore, it is called Isha Vasya Upanishad. The Kathopanishad, because it comes in Kataka Samhita, they have Kathopanishad. But here, this particular Upanishad comes in, named after the Shaka it belongs to, the branch it belongs to. Therefore, Taittiriyaka, therefore it's called Taittiriyaka Upanishad. Taittiriya Upanishad, Taittiriyaka Upanishad, both are correct in this context. Same meaning. Any other doubt? No doubt. The explanation, exposition, solve, same meaning. Taittiriyaka sarasya iyam vyakhya acharya prasadataha maya sampraniyate vispashta artharuchinam hi indeed. Of course, it is written for the sake of those people who want to relish or who have taste for enjoying the meanings of the words of the Upanishad. Clear meaning. Taittiriyaka sarasya maya acharya prasadataha vispashtartha ruchinam hi vyakheyam sampraniyate. Now homework. I'm going to stop now. And homeworks can start anytime from now. Whenever you have time. Page number 10, 11 and 12. And don't go to Bhashyakara's introduction. Don't go there. You can stop reading before that. So now all these pages, if you read, after having heard from me, if you read these pages, you will have thorough knowledge of all the three verses. Any doubts you can ask me. Hope there's a homework for you. And tomorrow I will start my introduction to this Bhashyam. Okay. We'll start tomorrow. I'm going to read it all, the whole Bhashyam. I'm going to read, explain, break and teach you. Okay. And after my reading, then you can go back and read the book. It'll be easy for you. Otherwise what happened, you'll be struggling. After listening to me, if you go back and read this book, I say it's a fantastic book. You cannot find, if the Taittiriya Pustakam, one book, what is in this book, if it goes into your head, it's enough. It's as good as having read all the Upanishads. So much is given. So much. I put so much in this. Okay. Do your homework and see it tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.